Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. We're talking about the purpose formula. Jim, give us a review of the purpose formula that you created, and then let's help folks build their own.
Yeah, as I go through the formula, think about your item. So when I say intent, what's the intent of your company, your product, right? Your problem, what problem are you solving? So we want to fill in those blanks and make this our own. So let me go through the formula one more time. First, intent plus problem equal product. Intent plus problem plus customer equals great product. Great product equals the opportunity to sell. A great product plus purpose plus customer equals a sale. A great purpose equals more sales, and positioning your purpose equals a sustainable business.
And when you say positioning your purpose, you're talking about owning it, so to speak, aren't you? I mean, maybe in your community, or you're known as the company that supports this or supports that, or whatever they do.
Yes.
is something that's not just about the product. It's about how the problems they solve and the solutions they deliver and the customers that they take care of, so to speak, right?
Yes, it should be integrated in all of our conversations, whether that's paid marketing with advertisement, or it's content marketing, or it's part of the customer conversation or the prospect conversation in the sales process. We should be talking about it all the time. It should be woven into our being, our
activities. So would purpose be a tire store that says, a small business tire store, and they say, yes, we want to sell you tires, but we also want you back on a scheduled basis for us to do a quick inspection to make sure there's no road hazard, to make sure that you know when the tires are worn. And so we'll email you periodically to say, hey, run by and let us take a look. It'll take 8 minutes, and there's no charge. That's all part of what you get when you buy tires from us. Is that would you call that?
Yes.
Was that qualified? What you're talking about?
That's the manifestation of having a purpose where we care about the safety of our customers.
Yep.
And the safety of their
car. There's no extra charge for that.
Because of our purpose.
That's right.
You can come up with tactics then based on your purpose, and that would be an example of the tactic that tire store.
But if your tires are $35,
based on a genuine purpose.
If your tires are $12 a piece more than Walmart, I mean, everybody's not going to want to do that, but a lot of people are. And
right.
The good news about being a small business owner, Jim, is we don't have to conquer the world. Walmart has to conquer the world. We don't.
Exactly right. Let's find the people that match with our purpose.
Exactly.
We're just going to be simply easier to work together.
Say that again. This is important, folks. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, let's find the people. Let's have them self-select to match up with our purpose, because it's going to be so much easier to work together.
Mm-hmm.
We really take that whole dealing with objections and all of that out of the sales process, because we just match up. Just makes sense.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Well,
right?
if you're a small tire store, you don't want 100% of the people who are looking for tires to call you and get a price. You don't have time to deal with those people.
Right, and think about the price schedule for that one-size-fits-all for everybody and trying to handle the entire marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing, and it repels people. Versus we have our purpose. This is where we fit in the world. Do you fit in this spot too? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work together. It just simplifies everything. It makes it nice and straightforward.
And let me tell you,
identify or not.
And Jim, let me tell you what the opposite of what you're talking about sounds like. I'm sorry, ma'am, that's not our policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what not having a purpose sounds like. I'm sorry.
Right.
We're not going to be able to do that because that's not our policy. I don't have the authority to do that. What do you think, Jim? Less thoughts.
Yeah, you have to put up signs that are signed at the management.
Anytime
you do that, that's a problem.
That's right. Take all the absolutely. Signs down that say the management. That's your first step to a purpose formula. Take all the signs down that says the management. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jim joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.